would not make it like into two different Rishus Rabbim. But the Gemara says, Rovam, Rovam says no. Filu Linyan Shabbos, even Finyan Shabbos also, these things could divide up the field into two, or make into two different Rishus Rabbim, and therefore the law would be different. The Tanya would learn like this. Hoitzi Chatzi Gregoris Rishus Rabbim. You carried out only a Chatzi Gregoris, that's the half of the size to be Chayi for on Shabbos, from your house to Rishus Rabbim, then you put it down. And then the chos of hoitzi chatzi gregoris acheres belem echot is chayiv. And then you took out a second chatzi gregoris, also from Rishus Yochot to Rishus Rabin, belem echot, you still did not remind yourself you did a nisa, so then you chayiv the chayiv achatis. What about the shnei holomis? Let's say you realized in between what you did, and then you forgot and did a second time. So then potter, then since each one helom by itself was only a chatzi gregoris, you're potter from a korban. However, Rabbi Yossi, Yom Rabbi Yossi, says it depends. Pehelem echot, even though you didn't remind yourself in between, there's one forgetting here. So, Rishus achatz chayif. If you took out these two chatzi gregoris one after another, but you put them down in the same Rishus Rabin, then you chayif achatis. But b'shtei Rishuyis potter, if you put one down on the right side and one down on the left side, and there's a hefstick in between, it's like two different Rishus Rabins, then you're potter. Therefore, Snagei, what we're saying before, if these things are mafsik, divides the Rishus Rabim in half, will he be chayiv on Shabbos or not? And the Gemara says, the Yom Rabba Rabba said, Vushiyesh chiyav chatis b'neim, there has to be a hefstik of a chiyav chatis in between. Like Rashbam says, Yom Rabba, Eimasai chashiv ishtei Rishuyis, one of these called two different Rishuyis, Vushiyesh chiyav chatis b'neim, Shed Rishus Yochid ben Shed Rishus Rabim, Shemoitzi mimenu lehen, or mihen, that's called a choshev hefstik. That will make it look like a two. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. You're holding on daf nun vov amar aleph. Just last gemara again, we're talking about was a shiloh. What things divide up a rishus, a chotzer, or a soda into two? Was negated hichas peyeh, hichas tumah, or in the sugi before we're talking about hichas kinyan. So when you make a chazoka on a nichse hager, so one chazoka helps for the whole field. So the question is, what is called the whole field? Now last gemara was that Rav Omar on the Nunhei Mebeza was that Rav has said even in Shabbos also we have a chilik between two different shriyas. And the halacha was according to Rav Yosi, and Rav Yosi said that the helam echod b'rishus achas chayiv. The top command nun vav and aleph b'shtei rishuyis potter. The Yosi holds the case where a person took out first the chatzi gregoris on Shabbos b'shogeg, and he took it out from rishus yochid into rishus rabin. He put it down on one side, and then later b'helam echo with the same forgetting, he went inside the house again and he took out another chatzi gregoris, and again he brought it out to rishus rabin. So he says, when are you chayiv a chatzis? When is it called mitzarif? If both pieces were put down in the same Rishus Rabin, Rishus Achas is Chayiv, but Vishtei Rishuyis Potter, if they're in two different Rishus Rabins, then you Potter. So the difference, so the Chiluk, what exactly divides up the Rishus Rabin to make it into two parts? To say that you'll be Potter on Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi says, even for Shabbos also, there's a difference exactly what divides up the Rishus Rabin. And on this, for Yom Rabba, Rabba said, Vushiyesh Chiyav Chatis B'neim. You know what you need to divide up to make it into two different Rishus Rabbins if there's a Rishus Yochid in between. If you have a Rishus that Shiyesh Chiyav Chatis B'neim, which means a Rishus HaYochid, that makes it into two different Rishus Rabbins. Avo Karmelis Loi, but if there's only a Karmelis in between the two, that does not divide the Rishus into two. A Karmelis does not divide it up. Since the Karmelis is only Chayi Midirabonin, Midirais sets a Mokab Tur, therefore, does not divide the two Rishus Rabbims into two. Now, Abaye Ram Abaye says, I feel the Karmelis. No, even though there's a Karmelis in between the two Rishus Rabbims, that's also enough to divide up the two. And if you carry out one Chatzi Gregoris to the right and one Chatzi Gregoris to the left, you'll be potter. Avo Pisla Loi, but a Pisla, just a log of wood, a piece of wood, that does not divide Rishus Rabbim. Avo Pisla Loi. Rav Amar Rava says, Afilu Pisla. No, even a Pisla also would divide up. And the Mora says, V'yozda Rava L'taymeh. Rava goes according to his own tam. The Amar Rava says, you should know, Rishus Shabbos kirishus gitin dami, that the same things that divide up by gitin are the same thing that divide up by hilchus Shabbos. What does that mean to say? So Rashi explains the hilchus gitin was brought down the minim sechta gitin Rashbam the azaratim hikno lo chatzeron. Let's say the husband was matna gave her present to his wife a chotzer lizgarish in order that she should be able to receive the get. And the Zorach lo get, so the husband threw the get into that chotzer. Now, the nofel al hapislo, let's say the get fell on a log, on a piece of wood in the chotzer. Sheb chotzer, so locher is ain't a megareshes. At Rav Hol, she's not megareshes. To a pislo mokim acharu bifnayatzmoy, because this pistol, this piece of wood, is called the place by itself. Viena bechla chotzer is not part of the chotzer. The chotzer hiknu lo, and he only gave the chotzer to his wife, not the pislo. Therefore, Rav says the same thing that by gitting you see a pistol, this piece of wood is called Rishus by itself, the same thing by Hilchus Shabbos also. So therefore, if you have a pistol or a piece of wood lying down in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, and I divide it in half, so if you brought out the Chatzi Gregor to one side, and then he carried out the other Chatzi Gregor to the other side, he'll hold on Shabbos, should also be Potter. That's called that Rishus Shabbos, Rishus Gittin Dami. Now the Gemara says, Ein shom loy meitzar v'loy chatzay v'mai. What's going to be the law according to Rabbi Yochanan? And this is we started off the sugya, that by nichse hager, where a ger dies, and somebody wants to come and be machzik, makes a chazok in his property is like hefka. So lachar is, that you make a chazok in part of the field, it helps for the whole field. But the question was, what's called one field and what's called two fields? Because if you make a chazok in one field, it does not help for the other field. So the Gemara before said Rabbi Yochanan said that a meitzar and a chatzev, if you have a boundary, or you have these special type of trees growing there, that divides it up into half. Now the question is, what's going to be if you have a nichse ager that has no boundaries to it? It's a very, very long ground. Very, very long a field. And there's no chatzev, there's no trees in between. My, how far down is it all called one land? To say that if you make a chazok and part of it, it helps for the whole thing. So the Gemara says, Pirish Rabbi Marinus, Mishmoy, Rabbi Marinus explained in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Kol Shenikras Al Shmoy, as long as it's called on his name. So Rashbam explains Kol Shenikras Al Sode Echod, Beloshen Yochad Al Shmoy Shekaron La Sode Ploini. As long as people call it his field, they call it like one field. That's enough to make it one field. People do not say like fields, but they just say it's his field. As long as they call it on his name like it's one field, no matter how long and how wide it is, it's all called one field. You make one chazak, it helps for everything. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Omer Rav Popo, the correlate, people call it Begargusa de Palnya. They call it like his field. Begargusa, Rash explains, Rashbam explains, Kol Asode Shoya Hager Mashkemi Baroi, that this is the field that he used to irrigate it by himself. It's Akoba Mokheshecha. Then the locher is, even though you only make one shovel, you only do one digging of the shovel to plow the field like, with that you're kind of the whole field. It's all called one big field. Now, Yosef Rabacho Baravio, Kai Med Rabasi, Vyosef, he was sitting there, Koma Mishmed Rabasi Babichanino. He said over the name of Rabasi Babichanino, Chatsuva Masik Benichsi Agir. Like we said before, that this chatzuva, these type of trees that are grown by the boundary, they divide up the land into two, and that's mafsik banichsi ager. But if you make a chazaka on one side, you are not kind of the field on the other side. Now the Gemara says, my chatzuva, what is this chatzuva? So Rashi says, Rashbam, eze dovu maichashivusa lichoshev kemetzer. What's so great about this? Why is it, why is it considered like the boundary? My chatzuva, omer Rav Yehuda marav. With this type of growth, Yeshua planted an Eretz Yisrael by the boundary of each shevet, between one shevet and another shevet. The mile of this type of a tree is that it does not spread from the right to the left, but rather grows straight deep down. So that's good to make for a boundary to know exactly where the end of the, your shevet is. Now, v'yomer Rav Yehuda amar Rav, loy mona Yeshua ela ayoros hoim dois al hagvulin. That didn't say for Yeshua. We have a lot of different names of different cities. Yishno, we only mentions there the cities that are around the boundary, because the aside of Sefer Yeshua is to know exactly where the boundaries are of Eretz Yisrael, to know where exactly each Shevet has its boundary. So the cities that I mentioned inside it is mainly the ones that tells where the boundaries of this of the, each Shevet is. And Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Kol Sheherayu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, all the cities like in Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, and then Yeshua took them into Eretz Yisrael, is Chayiv B'Maiser. Those cities are considered Eretz Yisrael, that things that grow there is Chayiv B'Maiser. And the Tosafot speaks out, this man Yama holds, that Kedusha Rishonah was Kitchel HaShaita B'Kitchel Losa Lavoi. Even though there were cities that later on in Ola Bovo by the second Beis HaMikdash, they did not capture, it was only captured by Ola Mitzrayim, still they have the Kedusha the Chayim V'Maisa, because that Kedusha is Hil Yolam. But all the cities that they captured by Ola Mitzrayim, by Yeshua, those are Mechuyi V'Maisa. So Gemara says, Lafuke, Mai, what do you mean to tell me not like that? So Gemara first says, Lafuke, Kini, Kinizi, V'Kadmoini. These three cities, these were not cities given over by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Those are not considered Eretz Yisrael. Rashbam speaks out, even though the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu the Avtocha ben Avsarim, they'll get it. Still, it's not called part of Eretz Yisrael. Kamaisa, Tanya Rabbi Meir Oimer, Naftucha, Arvo, Vishalmo. These are the three cities that are also not part of Eretz Yisrael for Chiyuv Maisa. Rabbi Yudurama, Har Seir, Amoin Umoyev. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ardiskim, Asya of Yaspamia. These three cities are cities that are not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. They're part that are not chayiv in Maisa. Now the Mishnah says, Hoyu shnayim idin noisoi sheochlo shalishonim. Two edim are made that Reuven ate in this field for 3 years. Because Reuven wants to say now that he bought this field of Shimon, and he lost his shtar already, and the proof that he bought the field is the fact that he ate there these last 3 years, he has Shnei Chazaka. So Reuven has Shnei Chazaka. And now what happens is, V'nim Tzuzaymimim, we find out that these two Eidim,